This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day and a great occasion to recall the short but supremely eventful life of Martin Luther King Jr. What did it mean to the country? And when you've achieved a tremendous national triumph at age 27, and yes, he was 27, when he declared victory in an end to the Montgomery bus boycott on December 20th, 1956. What do you do next? Well, the answer we provide in this special broadcast of the Michael Medved Show, it is called The Prophet and Providence, The Meaning of Martin Luther King. And some 6 years before Joan Baez sang that anthem of the Civil Rights Movement at the March on Washington in 1963, and 6 months after his victory in the Montgomery bus boycott, King launched another project, which is much less known and much less celebrated, calling it a prayer pilgrimage for freedom. He was the featured speaker at a rally in front of the Lincoln Memorial, the same place that he used later, the same place that he commemorated in his speech as a 15-year-old about Marian Anderson. And this time, with the prayer pilgrimage, he had become famous because of Montgomery. And in the year after Montgomery, he had traveled, it was computed, 780,000 miles, speaking literally all over the country and to some extent all over the world. He had delivered a total of 208 speeches. But the first one to a national audience was at this prayer pilgrimage for freedom, where he was the climactic speaker. There were 25,000 people on the mall at Washington in front of the Lincoln Memorial. And one of the reasons it is less remembered is because it drew one-tenth of the people who came some 6 years later, but also because it was so explicitly religious. And when King gave his Give Us the Ballot speech, his big plea was to assure voting rights for all African Americans in this country. But he concluded on a note that was at the same time apocalyptic and messianic.
Keep moving amid every obstacle. Keep moving amid every mounting of opposition. If you will do that with dignity, when the history books are written in the future, the historians will have to look back and say, there lived a black people, a people with fleecy locks and black complexion, but a people who injected new meaning into the veins of civilization. A people which stood up with dignity and honor and saved Western civilization in her darkest hour. A people that gave new integrity and a new dimension of love to our civilization. When that happens, the morning stars will sing together and the sons of God will shout for joy.
That was Martin Luther King on May 17th. Of 1957. Part of what happened is that he became increasingly explicit about the idea of nonviolent confrontation and what he called soul force. He took some of those ideas from Gandhi, who took his ideas in part from Henry David Thoreau, who had written about it before, but King mobilized it in a distinctly American way. And as in his speech at Lincoln University in Pennsylvania, he invoked our American founders in terms of talking about what needed to be done.
That is something else that we notice in this dream, which is one of the the things that distinguishes democracy and our form of government with other totalitarian systems. It says that there are certain basic rights that are neither conferred by nor derived from the state. In order to discover where they came from, it is necessary to move back behind the dim mist of eternity. They are God-given. Very seldom, if ever, in the history of the world has a socio-political document expressed in such profound, eloquent, and unequivocal language the dignity and the worth of human personality. For the American dream reminds us that every man is the heir of a legacy of dignity.
And the legacy of dignity he meant to reclaim. And at the conclusion of his speech at Lincoln University in Pennsylvania, he used a conclusion that he was to use very famously in the I Have a Dream speech. Listen.
We are moving into a bright day of freedom. We, through our struggles, through our suffering, through our sacrifice, will be able to achieve the American dream. And this will be the day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Martin Luther King, speaking at Lincoln University, June 6th, 1961. He went on to perhaps his greatest achievements in the year 1963. There were intervening crusades and jailings and speeches and awards, but in 1963, he took the Southern Christian Leadership Conference to Birmingham, Alabama. And in Birmingham, people saw the true face of the hatred that King encountered. And this is one of those things that I think that when people remember King, there's a tendency to say, well, there were some people on the outside who fought against him. And we tend to think of them as people wearing white hoods and drooling tobacco juice and basically looking like bad extras in a movie. But what's important to remember is that it was an entire power structure in the southern United States, and to some extent an entire power structure that permeated the whole country, that he was confronting very directly. In Birmingham, the King came with Ralph David Abernathy and others to demonstrate for equal access to public accommodations. And not only were some of the demonstrators hosed and victimized by police dogs, beaten up, killed, shot at, brutalized, but part of what happened for him in Birmingham was that he defied a court order. A court order had been mobilized by the power structure in Alabama to prevent any further demonstrations. King decided to defy that court order on Good Friday, April 12th. This is 1963. And he and Abernathy, his colleague from Montgomery, and his friend and associate with the SCLC, put on denim work clothes to recall the plight of Alabama's poor, and they led a march toward downtown Birmingham. They were arrested after eight blocks, and King was thrown into solitary confinement. There, in a dark cell, he read a statement from the Birmingham News, where eight local clergymen had condemned his actions, said he was causing disruption and hatred. He answered them. He answered them by scribbling the answer on toilet paper on the newspaper itself, later on a pad, and making a contribution whose words will never die. We will get to that and more on this special broadcast of the MedVed Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You're listening to a special show.
Providence and the Prophet, the meaning of Martin Luther King.
On the Michael Medved Show.
Battle outside raging. We'll see you shake your windows and rattle your
That is Bob Dylan, of course. He was there at the March on Washington. He was a supporter of Dr. Martin Luther King. But before that March on Washington took place in August, in April, Dr. King was jailed. And he was jailed with a very high bail, as if he were a dangerous criminal. He was placed in solitary confinement. Why? Because he defied a court order to demonstrate on Good Friday. And in that prison cell, he had read a statement from 8 Christian leaders, clergy leaders, who questioned his actions and basically condemned them and called for the community to come together and to forget the confrontation and the continued struggle to end segregation, to end, King fervently hoped, injustice. And in his prison cell at the Birmingham jail, he was able to scribble down, starting by writing this letter, this remarkably eloquent letter, on the newspaper itself, and then some of it on toilet paper, which is all he had available to write with, and then finishing when he was given a pad. He was eventually bailed out with a $50,000 in bail funds that were largely raised by the then very popular singer Harry Belafonte. And finally he got himself released with that bail money and the intervention of the Kennedy brothers, who happened to be at the time the President and Attorney General of the United States of America. The letter from a Birmingham jail begins, dated 16 April 1963. My dear fellow clergymen, while confined here in the Birmingham City Jail, I came across your recent statement calling my present activities unwise and untimely. Seldom do I pause to answer criticism of my work and ideas. If I sought to answer all the criticisms that crossed my desk, my secretaries would have little time for anything other than such correspondence in the course of a day, and I would have no time for constructive work. But since I feel that you are men of genuine goodwill, and that your criticisms are sincerely set forth, I want to try to answer your statement in what I hope will be patient and reasonable terms. I think I should indicate why I'm here in Birmingham, since you have been influenced by the view which argues against outsiders coming in. I am here because injustice is here. I cannot sit idly by in Atlanta and not be concerned about what happens in Birmingham. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. He goes on, and it's impossible not to feel pleasure at reading arguments and sentiments that are so substantive, passionate, and so gorgeously written. The only other writer of political statements that I read with any kind of comparable pleasure to Dr. King is Abraham Lincoln, who Dr. King also found to be an inspiration. He writes, "We know through painful experience that freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed. Frankly, I have yet to engage in a direct action campaign that was well-timed in the view of those who have not suffered unduly from the disease, segregation. For years now, I have heard the word, wait. It rings in the ear of every Negro with piercing familiarity. This wait has almost always meant never. We must come to see, with one of our distinguished jurists, that justice too long delayed is justice denied. We have waited for more than 340 years for our constitutional and God-given rights. The nations of Asia and Africa are moving with jet-like speed toward gaining political independence, but we still creep at horse and buggy pace toward gaining a cup of coffee at a lunch counter. There comes a time, he writes, when the cup of endurance runs over, and men are no longer willing to be plunged into the abyss of despair. I hope, sirs, you can understand our legitimate and unavoidable impatience. You express a great deal of anxiety over our willingness to break laws. The answer lies in the fact that there are two types of laws, just and unjust. I would be the first to advocate obeying just laws. One is not only a legal but a moral responsibility to obey just laws. Conversely, one has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws. I would agree with St. Augustine that an unjust law is no law at all. Any law that uplifts human personality is just. Any law that degrades human personality is unjust. All segregation statutes are unjust because segregation distorts the soul and damages the personality. It gives the segregator a false sense of superiority and the segregated a false sense of inferiority. Hence, segregation is not only politically, economically, and sociologically unsound, it is morally wrong and sinful. One who breaks an unjust law must do so openly, lovingly, and with a willingness to accept the penalty. I submit that an individual who breaks the law that conscience tells him is unjust and who willingly accepts the penalty of imprisonment in order to arouse the conscience of the community over its injustice is in reality expressing the highest respect for law. This is powerful stuff. And it changed the country. When Dr. King brought his message to Washington, staging the March on Washington in August of 1963, he was fighting to change the law to make it more just, to make segregation, to make discrimination illegal under the law, to create a right of public access. And ultimately also struggling for power at the ballot box. The March on Washington produced the change that he wanted ultimately. But what is so remarkable is that the speech that is always remembered associated with the March on Washington was largely improvised. How did it happen? And what did it actually sound like? We will get to that story and much more on this special broadcast, The Prophet and Providence, The Meaning of Martin Luther King. More coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
USA News Update. The Northeast was hit by a significant winter storm Monday, with more than 45 million people under weather alerts spanning from eastern Pennsylvania to Massachusetts. As a result of the storm, more than 1,300 flights were canceled across the region. Thousands of residents are without power from Pennsylvania to sections of New England. In January, inflation slightly surpassed expectations. Recent government data reveals that the consumer price index increased by 0.3% last month, reflecting higher expenses for goods and services among Americans. Housing and shelter costs were primary contributors, although reduced gas prices partially mitigated the overall increase. It's Fat Tuesday, deriving its name from the custom of utilizing all fats in the household before commencing fasting and abstinence in preparation for Lent. Over a million people are expected to gather in New Orleans for the traditional Mardi Gras celebration. John Schaefer, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If I had a hammer, I'd a hammer in the morning, I'd a hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd a hammer out of danger, I'd a hammer out of warning.
On the Michael Medved Show, special program, Providence and the Prophet, the meaning of Martin Luther King. Dr. King came back to the Lincoln Memorial, and he was always conscious of history and fitting into the patterns of American history. And that was why it should be no surprise that in the Great March on Washington, August 28th of 1963, 250,000 people showed up, the greatest crowd ever assembled up to that time in Washington, D.C. And it was described as the March for Jobs and Justice. And one of the fascinating things is the Lincoln Memorial was a very specially selected location. And Henry Louis Gates, the great African-American scholar at Harvard, brings up the point that it was not that long before when the Lincoln Memorial was actually dedicated, and it was dedicated in the 1920s, that there was an attempt by the local police to segregate the crowd for the dedication of the Lincoln Memorial. Security guards on May 30th, 1922, tried to move the black people separate from the white people. And now, reclaiming the Lincoln Memorial in Lincoln's name and in Lincoln's memory. They highlighted Lincoln Memorial on top, and the opening national anthem was performed by the great Marian Anderson, the same amazing contralto who had sung before on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in 1939. King was the last speaker. They had labor leader Walter Reuther, clergymen of various denominations, a bishop, rabbis, and then Martin Luther King was introduced by A. Philip Randolph as the moral leader of the nation. And he began by deliberately echoing Lincoln, saying 50 years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. And then this.
In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. And so we've come to cash this check,
yes,
a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom,
yes,
and the security of justice.
Yes.
At this point, he was still reading from a prepared text. He had prepared the text together with some of his advisors in the lobby of the Willard Hotel the night before. A king had delivered so many speeches, and they took a little section from this speech and a little section from that speech. And in his prepared text, he was to follow that up with a very clunky sentence. A sentence that said, "And so today, let us go back to our communities as members of the International Association for the Advancement of Creative Dissatisfaction." That doesn't sound like Dr. King. He pushed the prepared text aside and then improvised. The most famous and triumphant improvisation in all of American history. He had a dream. You'll share that dream. Coming up in this special broadcast, The Prophet and Providence.
The Michael Medved Show.
Hope you're enjoying this special program, Providence and the Prophet, the meaning of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Please go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. That's MedvedHistoryStore.com, where we have a full catalog of history programs covering the very earliest colonial period up through the turbulent history of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com, and I hope you enjoy this program.
Like the stillness in the wind before the hurricane begins, the hour that the ship comes in.
Bob Dylan and Joan Baez at the March on Washington, not part of the official program, August 28, 1963. Martin Luther King had delivered an impressive opening of his I Have a Dream speech. It had all been put together in a hurry the night before he spoke. But part of what happened, and it's recounted in Taylor Branch's award-winning biography of Martin Luther King, and it's a three-volume biography. The middle volume highlights what happened here at the March on Washington. As King was speaking, Mahalia Jackson, and people could hear her, a gospel singer who had been featured in the program, was standing right behind him, and she kept saying in an audible voice, "Tell them about the dream, Martin. Tell them about the dream." He had used, in many church sermons, the mantra of "I have a dream." It was not in his prepared draft. And one of the people who had helped him the night before try to prepare the speech wrote about this experience. It's quite remarkable. His name is Clarence Jones. He wrote about it in 2011. And he said that when I saw King push the text of his prepared remarks to one side, I leaned over and said to the person next to me, "These people out there today don't know it yet, but they're about to go to church."
Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friend, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
And he continued to outline that dream with unparalleled force.
You're listening to a special show,
Providence and the Prophet, the meaning of Martin Luther King,
on the Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to a special show.
Providence and the Prophet, the meaning of Martin Luther King.
On the Michael Medved Show.
He continued to outline that dream with unparalleled force.
With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, tears of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring.
And let freedom ring, he did.
And when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Certainly the most memorable and the greatest recorded American oration, period. They didn't have recording equipment, unfortunately, for President Lincoln. King recalled 3 months later, quote, "I started out reading the speech. Just all of a sudden, the audience response was wonderful that day, and all of a sudden this thing came to me that I have used. I'd used it many times before. That thing about I have a dream. And I just felt I wanted to use it here." Clearly, and King reflected on this, sometimes in speaking, there was a almost supernatural force. It was working for him there. But some of the reaction to his speech was, well, some of it was euphoric and amazing, as it should have been. But the Washington Post didn't even mention King's speech in its coverage of the march. The New York Times published a story called "I Have a Dream, Peroration by Dr. King Sums Up a Day the Capitol Will Remember." Well, that's pretty good. But there were voices who hated and condemned the speech, particularly among black leaders like Malcolm X, who favored a more confrontational approach to the civil rights struggle. He wrote, "Whoever heard of angry revolutionists swinging their bare feet together with their oppressor in lily pad park pools with gospels and guitars and I have a dream speeches? All the while, black masses in America were and still are having a nightmare. That was his approach. And as it turned out, King had some nightmares of his own that needed to be confronted. Some of them actually coming from the very center of federal power. In one of the darkest chapters, not just of his life, but of the whole history of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. How did King overcome that challenge? We will get to that and more in this special broadcast, The Prophet and Providence, on The Medved Show. This is Michael Medved at michaelmedved.com for Town Hall. New unemployment figures show the tragic impact of the COVID-19 lockdown while exposing the chief source of economic inequality. Contrary to conventional wisdom, racial disparities don't make the biggest difference. In fact, the gap between black unemployment and white unemployment got smaller in the current collapse, with 16% of blacks now unemployed and 14% of whites. Education levels make a much bigger difference than race. Among those who never finished high school, 21% are out of work, nearly three times the 8% unemployment for people who've earned a four-year degree or more. A full tenth of American adults over 25 still lack a high school diploma or GED. And even without a pandemic, those individuals suffer in marriage, health, and earning capacity. Once this coronavirus crisis passes, we need less emphasis on trying to send every American to college and more focus on making sure that every citizen graduates high school and learns an employable skill. I'm Michael Medved. When it comes to intelligent design and the origins of life and the world as we know it, there is no place that does a better, more scientific, more intellectually rigorous job of making the case for intelligent design of our world than the Discovery Institute right here in Seattle. It's an amazing operation with amazing ideas and high-powered intellects all around, including approaching the virtues of free market economics and transportation solutions and much, much more. Go to michaelmedved.com, link on the banner to Discovery Institute. It is a great resource that can enrich your life as it enriches the life of the nation. That's at michaelmedved.com, the Discovery Institute. You're listening to a special broadcast of the Michael Medved Show. It is called The Prophet and Providence, The Meaning of Martin Luther King. He enjoyed his greatest oratorical triumph, of course, with the I Have a Dream speech on the March on Washington in August of 1963. And just a little bit more than a year later, he had the other great triumph of his life. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, and he was the youngest person ever, and still is, to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. He got it when he was 35 years old. He traveled to Oslo, to Norway, to receive the prize, together with his wife, Coretta, his family, and his closest associates. And the presentation of the award sounded like this.
On behalf of the Nobel Committee, to hand over to you the insignia of the Nobel Peace Prize, the diploma, and the gold medal. Thank you. Thank you.
And then he spoke.
I accept the Nobel Prize for Peace at a moment when 22 million Negroes of the United States are engaged in a creative battle to end the long night of racial injustice.
And he spoke not only for the African Americans in the United States. He spoke for oppressed people everywhere. And yet, in the eyes of some skeptics, that made him a dangerous man. For King, the most dangerous enemy was not a sheriff or a governor in the American South. It was J. Edgar Hoover, the head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. He only gradually became aware that there was an ongoing FBI campaign to destroy him. And though there's no evidence that the FBI was involved in his actual physical assassination, the involvement of the Federal Bureau of Investigation in character assassination is frankly a shocking story. Not for what it reveals about King, but what it reveals about a government agency run amok. And that is part of the story that must be told. And it's part of the story in which some of Dr. King's dream became a rather disturbing nightmare for the last years of his life leading up to the very end. But in all of it, the sense of purpose, of providence, of a master plan was inescapable for those who understand the origins and destiny of this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved at michaelmedved.com for Town Hall. The term Latinx has become the increasingly common substitute for the terms Latino or Hispanic in the politically correct prestige press. The Four Kids section of the New York Times helpfully explained that the X is an effort to make the word more inclusive because it accounts for a wider spectrum of gender identities than just male and female. End quote. The problem for this self-proclaimed inclusive approach is that Hispanics themselves overwhelmingly reject it. In an August Pew Research survey, 61% preferred the word Hispanic, while another 29% chose Latino, amounting to 90% of Hispanic Americans. Only 3% said they used Latinx to describe themselves, while 12% who had even heard of the word said they actively disliked it. The crushing disregard for this clumsy formulation Latinx provides a reassuring reminder that the cutting-edge activists of the radical left won't make easy headway in the Hispanic community with its solid, more traditional cultural values. I'm Michael Medved.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gresca's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.